Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and tonight we're diving into one of the Lehigh Valley's most unique cultural staples, the Southside Film Festival. It's more than just a film festival, though. It's a celebration of independent storytelling, community connection, and the rich artistic fabric of South Bethlehem. And it takes place this year, June 10th through June 14th. And before we get rolling, I want to give a quick thank you to our sponsors, L.L. Bean, Outdoor Discovery Programs in Quakertown, WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. Tonight, we are joined by two of the driving forces behind the Southside Film Festival, someone who I go way back with, Jen Cotto, this year's the festival's director, and Ben Bertalan, a longtime jury member and cinephile, whose fingerprints are all over the festival's DNA. So guys, let's get into it. Yeah. Thank you for joining me and bearing with me in my intro. I'm getting better and tighter at it. And thank you guys for joining me. How's it going?
Of course, good.
Pretty good. Hey, George.
Jen and I were like OG Twitter friends in like 2008. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, like ridiculous. Yeah, it's like 15 years or more now.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm sure we could go into Twitter right now and go back through. I'm not on there as much as I used to be for obvious reasons.
But I'm not on there at all.
Are you done? And hey, I can't blame you. You know, and we're going to talk more about like community, but it was really Twitter at that time. And I'm sure like Lehigh Valley area, but probably in other areas throughout the world. It just was a space to like reach out into the internet and say, oh my goodness, there's somebody down the street and we can connect and have a conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's so cool that we connected there and here we are today. We've come so far.
Here we are 15 years later.
But this is exciting though. Like you're in charge of the Southside Film Festival, the 21st mm-hmm. annual. And for people mm-hmm. who are maybe not familiar, can you bring them up to speed with A, what the Southside Film Festival is and a little bit of, you know, how it came to be?
The Southside Film Festival, it's just a celebration of independent film that these filmmakers from not just around the Lehigh Valley, but all over the world, that they submit their films to different festivals and we see them, we watch them, we rate them and or judge them for lack of a better term. And you know, if we like it enough, we invite them to show their film during the week of the festival. I'm going to let Benny go on the history because I've only been involved. Yeah.
Well, the history is unique. I bring it up because like it sounds like it was one of those like at a coffee shop, hey, we should do this. And then it happened.
Literally.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, it was Graham Stanford and Jeff Slavik, who's still on the jury. Graham has left many years ago, but I was friends with Graham. And he asked if I wanted to be on the jury, and I said, sure. And I said, I'd help out more. I was actually mid-grad school, so I said, I'll help out Magnor next year when I finish grad school. But right now, I have to do the bare minimum. But so now I've done more than the bare minimum after all these mm-hmm. years.
For sure.
It's grassroots for people who maybe have never been to a film festival. What is it? What happens there?
We show movies. We show movies that they wouldn't normally see at AMC down the street. And we have three different venues. We screen films three different times a night. And it's short films, documentaries, animated shorts. It's blocks of different types of films all together, and they like have an overarching theme or some sort of connecting factor to all of them, and that, well, for us anyway, and we show these movies, you know, for 4 days a week out of the year.
I mean, I'm kind of stating the obvious, right? But it gives people who are interested in this medium a chance mm-hmm. to come connect, because it's not only you're showing stuff, you're doing talks and you're having conversations.
We have filmmakers that join us, and there's, you know, question and answer sessions, and so they can interact with the filmmakers and, you know, talk about the films with each other. It's a way for them to see a film that might open their mind to someone else's experience in the world.
Mm-hmm. Perfect segue, because that goes to my question that I wasn't going to tell you what it was. What was your light bulb movie? The movie that not maybe your favorite movie of all time, but the one that you went, oh man, I really like film. I'm really into this medium.
Oh.
I want to explore more of this. You know, what movie was not it just for you guys?
Not just a festival, like a Southside film, but overall.
The one that you remember seeing and you were like, oh man, there's more to this than just like Disney. You know, you know what I mean?
I'll let Benny go first because I'm thinking.
I'll give you mine. I'll let you guys think.
Yeah.
Mine, because I thought about this for a while, so I cheated. The Dark Crystal. I remember when I saw The Dark Crystal when I was a kid, I was like, what is this? It was so weird. And it just made me kind of think, there's more stuff out there. This is like bizarre. And I just remember being a kid being like, huh. I always remember that to me was kind of a like, whoa, there's more like to the world of cinema than what I've seen.
Yeah.
I was going to say Dark Crystal was one of my favorites. It was repeated on HBO like every other day. So I think with repeated viewings, I was like, I love this movie every single day. Yeah. I have to think, I'm going to be a film nerd and say Citizen Kane was like one of those movies. I was like, wow, this is a movie. But the one that like hit me that I was like, this is meant for me was Ghost World in 2001.
Okay. And that's fair. Yeah. And cause that's a weird movie.
A weird movie. It is. I think it's just the music, the story, Scarlett Johansson, Thora Birch. It was just one of those. This is like, this is so unusual from like what's usually at, you know, the mall movies. And it's just like, where is this going? And I still remember like the ending. I was like, where is this ending going? But I'm digging it the whole time.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think time. For me, for me, it's probably Pulp Fiction because that was my first experience with independent film. It came out when I was in college. I watched it like one afternoon. I was like, what is happening? And it was just, like Ben said, the music that just the overarching, you know, like, the cuts and just obviously the violence, but it was one of those films that just recalibrated my thinking about what movies could be.
Sure.
I love it. And I love that. I love that. I love that question. I love those answers. And that kind of goes into my next thing of, hey, these films, right, that we're all watching at the Southside Film Festival, where are they coming from? Is it all over the world? Do you prioritize local, or is it like categorized differently? Like, where are these coming in from?
We are an international film festival. So from all over. We have films from Qatar and Cyprus this year. Ireland. I forget the full number. Have how many different countries? Almost every state in the United States. And yes, we get films from local filmmakers, but we are not a local film festival.
And let's talk about some of these. I'm sure you're getting, if there are 1,779 films over these 20 years, I'm sure you must have been submitted 10,000, right? So how do you pick them? How does that work? Like, what is some of the, I guess this is personal to everybody, but like, what is maybe your process when you're looking at something?
Well, we start meeting in September through April. And we get the films submitted to us through a film aggregate website called Film Freeway. And we sit and we watch these films and we say, you know, stories, plot, acting, you know, we want to look at all the good things and, you know, the technical factors, is it shot well? Is it that sort of thing? But the one, like the underlying thing is, would we suggest people spend $10 to see this film?
Right.
Would we want to spend $10 to see this film?
Right. Cause if I'm coming out of there and I'm like, Ben, what is this? You know, you send me in there. These are horrible movies. So yeah, I guess you do have your pride on the line a little bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Ben, what have been some of your, because you've been on this longer.
Sure.
What have been like some of your standout moments that, you know, that you really look back on and say, man, this is why I am a part of this.
Sure. For me, it was definitely Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I got to catch that at Sundance Film Festival, and it had the crowd pretty wild. And I was like, this might work for us when it, you know, when it's after their festival's over. And I remember that year we were doing like a horror focus and a Japanese country focus. And I'm like, I remember this horror at Sundance. Maybe we could get it in. And then seeing it with a Bethlehem, you know, screening audience, they went really wild. And it was almost more exciting to watch, you know, to watch the Bethlehem audience than the Sundance audience, because, you know, we had brought it back for them because we thought it was such a, you know, well done film.
So correct me if I'm wrong. So you brought Tucker and Dale versus Evil prior to it having a theatrical release. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. That is correct.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I love that movie.
We actually showed it twice over the years then, because it got such a like cult following in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, and it didn't, like, they weren't they supposed to make a sequel, and they like they never did, and they
that's talk, correct. Yeah.
Like, watch them on YouTube.
There's always talk about it, like, why don't they make a sequel?
And they should.
Yeah.
And Jen, same for you. You know, you have worn a bunch of different hats. Maybe talk a little bit about your journey, because we're talking about the community here.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you just kind of started as a someone who was interested, and now you are the director. Can you talk about your journey through the Southside Film Institute, which is the organization that puts on the festival, right?
Sure. The previous director of the festival, my friend Glenn, invited me to join the jury years, like 10, 11 years ago, because I love movies. I love movies. I always go to the movies. I throw an Oscar party almost every year, and he just invited me to join the jury. I started on the jury a couple years later. I was like, you know, I could help out a little bit more if you love. I joined the board. And I was just doing stuff like volunteer, like working at screenings and help planning parties and stuff. And then back in 2018, 2019, Glenn decided he wanted to step down and focus on his job and his family, and offered the director position to me. And that's, I've been the director ever since. 2020 did not exactly work out, but so this is my fifth year as director, but my fourth festival.
And I would imagine, you know, there's so much work. You guys do this, you know, you're planning all year round, but I would imagine that the festival itself, you just talked about COVID. So I'm talking about being in person, right? That's gotta be such a great feeling, especially for film. Can you talk a little bit about that? The community itself around this festival is special. Can you both sort of talk about that a little
bit? For me, it's always amazing just to see, like, I was just at the Wicked Plant Festival over in Steel Stacks on Sunday, Sunday. And it's just funny to run into people from various organizations all coming together for, you know, a conjoined festival. It's always just amazing to me to see people from like Touchstone or from Lehigh, you know, all coming together to do like one event or just come to an event together. I grew up in Allentown, so I want to say 20 years ago, like just going to like the Banana Factory and like events happening at Lehigh or Zollner, you know, that kind of thing. It was amazing to see a community coming together for a particular event.
We get some of the same faces every year because they've come to the festival and they would see our film. They would see the films we would show, and they enjoyed it. And they have it like in their planner here. They're messaging us on Facebook, you know, when's the schedule coming out? It's nice to see that it's the same faces every year. And it's also nice to see new faces and people saying, I never knew this was happening. Meanwhile, we're in our 21st year, and they, you know, oh, this was amazing. I'm going to come back next year. You know, it's just nice to see that sort of community like come back every year.
Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned Glenn, who was a president for a director for a long time and, you know, brought this obviously to this level and did such a great job. It is amazing to have like such it's tucked away in the backyard, but it's international and it's huge. You know, do you look at it as something that you would like to see get bigger, or is it something where it exists in its right size and right form? Like,
I mean, as a nonprofit, we would like to get bigger, and so we can make more money and get bigger films and use bigger venues, that sort of thing. But I think we are such a I don't want to say niche, but we are a small festival. We are 100% volunteer based. We are not affiliated with. Yeah, we are not affiliated with any other nonprofit in the area. Everybody thinks we're part of Arts Quest. We are not. We are not.
Okay,
we don't get any money from Arts Quest. No money from Arts Quest. So, you know, sponsors, all right, et cetera.
Good to know. Good to know.
I think we are such. I want to say, people have called us the best kept secret, you know, in the Valley, but like, I think if we were to get, you know, a bigger audience, I'm not expecting us to get like Music Fest numbers, but I think we would be comfortable with, you know, two, three sizes of audience that we have.
Sure. Right. And I think, I mean, yeah. I personally think it's special because it's important to have, you know, you have the punk rock stuff going on maybe at the Ice House, and there are artist events going on at the Bethlehem City Hall Rotunda. They have that stuff. And you guys are the caretakers of the cinema. And that is really important. You're like one of those pillars. And I think that's really important and special for us to have. Because I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many regional festivals there are like this. I mean, I'm sure there are some throughout the country, of course. Couple. But stay right there. We got a couple commercials. We'll be right back.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health. And together, we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
Looking for your next adventure? Come explore the great outdoors with L.L. Bean's Outdoor Discovery Programs at Nockamixon State Park in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Whether you're brand new or building your skills, you've got something for everyone. Kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, archery, fly casting, and more. Our expert guides make it easy and fun because we believe the outdoors is for everyone. Sign up at llbeanoutdoors.com today to get more outdoors.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you. So yeah. when somebody wins at the Southside Film Festival, do they get one of those cool little like banners they can put on their film, right?
Well, yeah. When somebody gets accepted to the festival, when their film gets accepted to the festival, they get the laurels, they call them, to display on their posters and stills and whatever. But actually, we don't really give prizes as a festival. We give an audience award the Lenny Fowler Audiences Award. You know, we have people write in like their favorite feature and their favorite short film, but that's it. We don't offer a monetary prize. Yeah. It's more about experiencing the festival and interacting with the audience.
So I know that this is always a tough question because there's so many great films, right? And you don't want to be like, this one's better than this one. But are there any maybe this particular festival that you might say, hey, look out for this one, like a Tucker and Dale or something like that? I don't know. But are there any for people to kind of take note of?
one that is close to my heart because I'm a cat lover. It's called 25 Cats from Qatar. It's about an organization that saves cats that are stray cats in Qatar and brings them over to the States for people to adopt them. That one's showing, I believe, Wednesday night, and the filmmaker is going to be there. And it's a great film. And we have so many shorts that are so wacky and fun.
Okay, Ben, same question to you.
Me, I think 40 Watts from Nowhere was one. It's a documentary on it's a radio station, a pirate radio station up in San Francisco in the, the mid to late 90s. And it was this woman who, she started her own radio station because she was just tired of hearing the same music over and over and over again. And she wanted to play weird, eclectic stuff. I had read her book, in the early 2000s. And I was amazed. I'm like, wow, there's a documentary on it. I'm like, now I want to see it. So I let everyone watch it, and same thing. Everyone enjoyed it as much as I did. So,
all right, Jen, can you tell me where these films are being screened, where your event locations are?
Sure. Well, our festival headquarters is Deja Brew Coffee House. That's where everybody can buy their tickets, get information on the films. They can get T-shirts, programs, etc. Our main venue is the Cathedral Church of the Nativity in the Sayer Room. Our second venue, our second biggest venue is going to be down at the PBS station. And that's our new venue this year. And our third venue is Touchstone Theater.
What's this? Party venues?
And we have, yes, we have our opening night party takes place at Comfort Suites. I think we're starting there at 6 p.m. and then moseying up to the church for opening night. Our closing night party after our last film, 7:20 p.m. on Saturday, is going to be at the Goosey Gander Room. Everybody has who buys an all-access pass has access to the parties. And we are showing our late-night Friday night film at we are showing that at ArtsQuest at the Frank Baico Theater. They graciously let us have one of the theaters late-night Friday, 11 o'clock.
Well, that's great. And, of course, go to SouthsideFilmFestival.com. For all this information, tickets, everything. SSSF.org.
SSFF.org.
You got it.
Okay, we'll make sure everyone, you know, check the show notes for that to get more information. And then, you know, throughout the year, people are like, hey, maybe possibly they can't make it to this year. They're listening to this beyond this year. You have stuff that goes on throughout the year. People can volunteer. Mm-hmm. They become jury members. Mm-hmm. You know, what if they want to get in touch? What is the best thing? Just to go to the website and send
you an email? Go to the website or send us a message on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message on social media. Or just, again, stop in at Deja Brew, talk to Jeff Vislavic. Right. We are always on the lookout for people that want to help, you know, board members, jury members, TBD. Our jury is pretty stacked right now. Some nights it can get unruly. If anybody's looking to
take but that's the thing. Like, if you're a part of an organization and like nobody cares, like, what's the point? Yeah. You know, I love that. You know, there's the fact that you guys have that energy to it is great. And for people looking to submit, you know, obviously this year is complete, but
done.
They can always head to the website following this, of course, and all this info about the process and everything is in there. And, you know, like you said, it's international. So literally anybody listening to this can go to the website and get more info. Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Yep. And then we always start looking again in September. So check back in September if you're able to submit this year.
All right. We're going to get out of here, but I want to leave on. Have you guys watched a good movie lately? Is there anything you can recommend to me in the real world?
I enjoyed the new Final Destination. Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Oh, you saw it. I didn't see it yet. Yeah. It's great when it's hard to get out. It's
like rehash of the first one, but it was I had a lot of fun.
She's eight. Like
Friday. Yeah, she's eight. It's insane. It's crazy. But I can't go to see like horror movies or anything. So I'll have to watch that. I watched the new Captain America was like so bad. I'm watching and I'm like, this is bad, but I love it.
I did see Thunderbolts or whatever it was. That was
Thunderbolts. Good. I enjoyed as well. Yeah.
Thunderbolts I heard was that. Was, yeah, you guys, Marvel's you've been to the movie theater.
Yeah.
I get. We'll get to the drive-in at least twice this summer. I'm like a. Yes. That is the one benefit of having an 8-year-old is that everybody wants to go to the drive-in. It's always on.
Of course, it's always fun.
So I Ben and Jen, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you, my goodness.
Thank you so much, George.
Make sure we're get to the Southside Film Festival. Is taking place June 10th through the 14th. You can get your tickets in a variety of locations. Check out our show notes. And if you're listening to this after the festival, go to the website, get more info, submit, or get involved. And thank you guys for chatting with me. We'll talk soon.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, George.